Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 2 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning, 0100 hours. Clear. 1 degree. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning, 0200 hours. Clear. Degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning, 0300 hours. Clear. Degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning, 0400 hours. Clear. -3 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning, 0500 hours. Clear. -3 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning, 0600 hours. Clear. -4 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning, 0700 hours. Clear. -3 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning, 0800 hours. Clear. -4 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. WHCMN repeater Flint. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning, 0900 hours. Clear. Degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 6 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Clear. 11 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. W8CMN, Repeater Flint.
KE8YGV, monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Clear. 16 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint.
CQCQKF8FMJ. CQKF8FMG. KF8FMG, W8WWP. What's going on, man? Where are you broadcasting from? KF8FMG, W8WWP. Got you loud and clear. Where are you talking from? Ah, good afternoon. My name is Dave. I'm in Pasco Township. How about you? Nice to meet you, Dave. I'm over in Chesterfield Township. Yeah, good deal. What's the name there? Name's Austin, KF8FMG. Yeah, hey Austin, how you doing? Did you participate in Winter Field Day, what was it, last weekend, weekend before? No, but I'm waiting until summer, too cold for me. Yeah, I didn't, I helped out Lance Cruise Club with some satellite stuff, but I didn't, it was a little cold, but luckily the wind wasn't blowing. I wasn't outside or anything, but summer field day's a little better. Glad it worked out. I'm actually a member of Lance Cruise. Ah, okay, yeah, me too. I've been there for many, many years. I'm up here now in Casco, so I'm a little farther away for club meetings. I usually just do the Zoom meetings anyway. I think I'm going to join the E-Mark Club up here in Marysville or Port Huron, and they got a club meeting on Tuesday, so I was going to check that out. Good deal. You want a base station? Yeah, I guess you can call it that. It's just it's a Yaesu, what is this thing, FTM200D, and unfortunately I don't have a great antenna, so if I'm noisy, I apologize. I'm just a quarter wave mag mount stuck on the refrigerator here in the house, so not a great setup. No, you sound good. I'm on a FTM300, or 310, I should say. Yeah, do you get on any of the Wires X machines or the, what do they call it, C4FM, the Yaesu repeaters? You do any digital stuff? I haven't tried yet. I just put this radio in my truck yesterday. Yeah, okay. Well, the last cruise repeater, the 442-925, that one's on digital. And if you're a club member, you probably get the newsletter. They got the frequency on there and all that stuff. But that repeater works pretty good. I'm not sure about too many other ones. Again, I don't really have an antenna to listen around and play around too much. But are you newly licensed? Yeah, I've got it within the last month. Yeah, okay, very good. Well, welcome to the hobby. What kind of things are you interested in doing with radio? Any mode or anything that grabs you?
Really just for emergency prepping. APRS looks pretty cool. Might check that out.
Yeah, I played around with APRS quite a bit. I've got a tiny track that you can put in a vehicle so you can track a vehicle, and Pinpoint APRS is a real cool program you might want to check out and download. There's quite a bit of activity, actually, on APRS. A lot of people think it's no good. I don't know. It's kind of fun. Something to put in a toolkit.
Yeah, I downloaded the app and actually used it with a Baofeng handheld. It seemed to work all right.
Yeah, I know these Yaesu radios, they've got APRS built in. I haven't played with it, so I'm hoping to get a couple towers put up here in the next couple months here once the weather gets better and get my satellite stuff put back up, and then hopefully get a tower where I can put some UHF, VHF stuff on it and do some digital modes and try some stuff with WinLink. WinLink's real cool. You might want to look into that, too. You can send and receive email. That's real useful.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I got a lot ahead of me. But I'm about to pull up to my house right now. I'll be clear and monitoring KF8 FMG.
Okay, nice meeting you. Maybe I'll catch you at a club meeting sometime. Have a good afternoon. WAWWP 73.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
88 AVA, mobile.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 20 degrees. Thank you.
In the world of DX, five operators will be active during the AU7RS de-expedition to Agassi, IOTA number AS011 in the Lakshadweep Islands. The activation is scheduled for the 8th through to the 14th of February. Be listening on 160 through 6 meters, where they will be using CW, single sideband, and FT8. They will also operate via the QO100 satellite. Andre, PD1DRE is using the call sign PJ2/PD1DRE from Curacao, IOTA number SA099, until the 4th of March. He is calling QRZ on single sideband and FT8 or FT4. In Plasencia, Belize, listen for Waltz W0CP using call sign V31DJ, operating CW and single sideband. His wife, Mary, K0Z Victor, will be using the call sign V31DK, operating FT8 and FT4. They will be on the air from 1st through to the 27th of February. John, W5JON, is active with the call sign V47JA from St. Kitts, IOTA number NA104, through to the 3rd of February. He is operating single sideband and FT8 on various bands. For all these contacts, see QRZ.com for QSL information.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in just a moment.
People who are familiar with goats will tell you that they are strongly associated with courage, resilience, and tenacity. Families of goats are almost always close-knit, social, and very supportive of one another. So what do goat families have to do with Washington State's Henderson family? Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB, is here to explain it in our final story for the week.
In early January, 14-year-old Niels Henderson became the youngest mountain goat in the U.S. in the Summits on the Air Awards scheme. He did it barely 1 month after his 16-year-old brother, Soren, KK7UKE, set the same record on a snowy summit this past Christmas Day. Their mother, Corinne, KK7ULL, was the first in the family to ascend two mountain goat heights. She achieved that status this past October after 13 months of steady SOTA activations. With 1,000 points needed to classify a SOTA activator as a mountain goat, that means a total of 3,000 points between proud mom and her two sons. Corinne told Newsline that the family decided in 2024 that amateur radio would be great to have along on their adventures as avid hikers. And so they went for it, joining her husband Jason, KC7EPG, who has been licensed since his teens. Jason had convinced them that amateur radio would add another measure of security when they were hiking in areas with poor cell service. Then, members of their ham radio club suggested that the family start activating summits. She and Jason were hooked. Corinne said that work commitments recently slowed Jason's climb to join his goat family at the top, but he's getting there. With Jason needing only 80 more points, she said that before too long, quote, "We'll be our own little Soda Mountain goat herd," end quote. No doubt the Hendersons will be one herd who's definitely being heard. This is Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in just a moment.
Back to Snowman.
You sound real good.
Are you ready to write a ham radio haiku? Well, it's easy, even if you've never written a single line of poetry in your life. Visit our website at arnewsline.org, and as you compose your ode to your favorite on-the-air activity, we will help you use the correct number of syllables to make an authentic haiku.